the wall down.
Now Christopher Bell gets back on the gas on the front straightaway, but he is going to gingerly work back into turn one, and he's nearly going to get collected by the lap car of David Starr. See Bell trying to nurse that car under green conditions to pit lane. Here comes the race leader. Bell will fall a lap down.
Logano will go sailing by as Christopher Bell comes to pit road. He's got a flat right front tire. I think the right rear might be down as well. Kind of interesting to think about how that might have happened.
All right, he is headed your way, Kim.
That's right, the team on the wall right now. They're going to go to the right side of that Toyota. The team's taking the tires off. Slow, definitely slow right now. So he is going to go at least one, multiple laps down, right front broke.
Yeah, as you look at it, coming to pit road with two flat tires on the right, you can't get the jack under the car. You've got to get it up where you can get the jack up underneath it, but it looked like the right front maybe has a broken tie rod or something. It was not pointed the same direction as the left front.
Just left of the big orange V on the front stretch where they choose on one to go, there's a piece of debris laying on the racetrack, and that's going to put us under the caution flag for the second time today. A caution flag that's about three laps too late if you're Christopher Bell.
Joey Logano under caution, leading over Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, and Chase Elliott. Top five under caution, lap 113.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are under the green flag.
Listen up, NASCAR fans. Now's the time to turn your love of racing into big-time prizes. Because NASCAR Fantasy Live is your fast lane to bragging rights.
Furious racing here.
Pick five drivers each week of the season. Then complete additional challenges to stack points. All for your shot at the grand prize.
So let's get this party started.
For official rules and to learn more, visit NASCAR.com/fantasy and sign up today.
You go back to October of 2018. That was the day that Todd Gordon was on the box, crew chiefing for Joey Logano. They dominated this event, leading 309 laps on his way to victory lane. On that particular day, that was a good one. Right now, it's a good one for Joey Logano. He's the race leader. Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, Larson, and Elliott, top five. We'll be back to the green shortly. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Still a couple of laps away from going back under the green flag. We work lap 116, Logano, Wallace, Hamlin, Larson, Chase Elliott, top five.
We just heard the commercial there in just a few short weeks. Matter of fact, May 10 through 12, we're going to be at the Darlington Raceway, the official throwback weekend of NASCAR at Darlington. Privileged to welcome to the broadcast Josh Harris, president of Darlington Raceway. Can't wait to get back to your racetrack.
Thanks, Alex. We're excited. We're about a little over a month away, and throwback weekend. It's going to be the 10th year of throwback weekend. We're getting real excited.
The theme this year is grassroots, and we've all, whether you're a race fan, a broadcaster, or a racer, we all have our own grassroots story. How important is it to embrace the grassroots for Throwback Weekend?
Well, you know, over the last few years in motorsports in general, grassroots racing has really, we had a spotlight shined on it. We felt like it was the perfect timing with Throwback Weekend to celebrate the roots of our sport as a whole. And every one of these competitors, whether they're driving, in the crew, on the pit box, they've all got a story of how they got to where they are today. So that's what we're looking to do, is trying to tell that story and then also tell the story of who's out there racing today and some of the great tracks you can get out to.
And we always tell folks, bring a kid to a racetrack. You guys have some great deals for kids to come to Darlington Raceway.
You know, we're excited. We got all three national series this coming up weekend. We've got the Craftsman Truck Series on Friday night, the Xfinity Series on Saturday, and we cap it off with the Goodyear 400 on Sunday. Kids 12 and under are free on Friday and Saturday, and they start at $10 on Sunday.
How can folks find out more and get some tickets and come join us at Darlington?
Well, www.darlingtonraceway.com or give us a call at 866-459-7223.
Can't wait. There's the parade. We're going to be a part of that. Thanks for coming by, and we can't wait to be at Darlington.
Thanks, Alex. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. President Darlington Raceway, Josh Harris.
Former voice of the Southern National Speedway, Alex Hayden.
Home
track for Todd Gordon, Oswego Speedway. My home track, Berlin Raceway. We'll talk more about that when we get to Darlington. As we get ready to go back under the green flag, it will come out on lap 119. Joey Logano, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson. Joey will get away. Battle will be for second. Bubba's going to take his car to the outside, Denny to the inside.
Bubba Wallace trying to hang on to that outside lane, but it's not going to happen. Logano sprints away at the exit of turn number two. Bubba Wallace now trying to find some room to get to the bottom against the boss, Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin is going to roll out of the throttle just a touch and let Bubba Wallace squeeze in line in the number two spot. Hamlin will go third, Larson fourth. They're side by side for fifth.
Down on the inside is Chase Elliott. He'll run side by side with his Hendrick Motorsports teammate. It's Elliott on the inside. Bowman on the outside with Byron in tow.
Hey, don't you think it's safe to say that Hendrick Motorsports 40th anniversary here, celebration at the Martinsville Speedway, so far, they're having a pretty good day.
They are indeed, and I hope they got a photographer on staff right now, because all four of those ruby red Hendrick cars are running nose to tail down the backstretch into turn three.
That is fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh on the racetrack as they come up off of turn number four. It would like to be first, second, third, and fourth, but they got some work to do to accomplish that.
Yeah, Joey Logano's got a little something to say about that. Bubba Wallace on his back bumper. They pulled away by about two, maybe three car lengths over Denny Hamlin. Two more back to Kyle Larson.
Good battle a little bit further back, Dave. Josh Berry, Truex is right there. Tyler Reddick and Kyle Busch. It looked like last time by, Truex got into the back of Josh Berry. They ride through turn number one, and right behind them, Dave, they're side by side.
Yeah, and the man on the losing side of this right now is Kyle Busch. He has hung out to dry like yesterday's laundry. He's lost five, maybe six positions, and there's no help on the horizon. They are all lined up to his left elbow.
Sometimes you just got to take your lumps, and right now that's exactly what Kyle Busch is having to do, although he's just hoping that if he hangs in there, somebody on the inside lane might slip just a bit and he can find a place to fall in line. Looks like he's going to do it right behind Tyler Reddick as we race under the green flag. We've got 55 laps to go in stage number two. Kim Coon, Christopher Bell came to pit road under green before the caution came out. He lost three laps in the exchange. What's the latest?
Well, it was a problem hanging in the tire. The tire, that right front tire, was not flush. So there's kind of teeth on the tire that match the car. And when they put it on, it was not matching up with the grooves that it needed to. It was not flush. So that's what the problem was on the Christopher Bell machine. That right front just was not hung flush.
All right, Kim, thank you very much. Update on Christopher Bell, three down. I would imagine Christopher Bell would have been in a lot of fantasy leagues, a pick, not a bad pick here, but today it's not a good pick. Christopher Bell, three down so far.
Well, the good news is it happened early in the race. So that gives you the rest of the race to try to get your laps back. And who knows how things can happen, especially at the ends of these types of races here at Martinsville, where there's a history of multiple caution flags. So if you're going to have a problem here at this tiny little racetrack, it's best to have it early on in the race. Of course, you don't want a problem to start with, but if you have to have it, at least have it early in the race. I'm always a glass half full kind of guy.
And I like that. How about the battle from 15th on back? Cindric, Hosevar, Gilliland, Gibbs, Suarez, and more.
Yeah,
and
there's been some trading of paint in that battle. Ty Gibbs right now to the inside of the Todd Gilliland machine. They've got Eric Jones in tow.
Eric Jones right there to the inside of Daniel Suarez. Ryan Blaney in the tire tracks of Eric Jones off turn two.
Here they come, off two, to the back straightaway. Further back, they are three wide, back around 25th position. I don't know if this one's going to pay off. They shoehorn their way into turn three, still three wide as they get to four.
And Dave, how about this? They're racing one lap down, three wide. McDowell is a part of that mix. Daniel Hemric, Harrison Burton, John Hunter, name a check.
And you would think, why do that? Why run three wide when you're already a lap down and you're racing outside the top 20? Well, racers are not normal people, Jeff, as you know. They're going to race hard no matter what they're racing for.
They're also racing to be the first car one lap down in case a caution flag flies. You'd be in the position to get the free pass and get your lap back. Right now, Daniel Hemric has that by a fender.
Daniel Hemric racing off turn two and down the back straightaway. He wants to go, and he needs to go. That's an important battle. He gets a little bump in the back bumper by Michael McDowell in turn four.
All right, let's go up and follow some other bumper cars. Eric Jones, Daniel Suarez, Ryan Blaney, Chris Buescher. They've been beating and banging right in front of you, Dave.
Hasn't been a great afternoon for any of them right now, but we've seen it, Jeff, over the years. If you just hang in there long enough, stay on the lead lap if you can. Sometimes you can get that car fixed and become a contender at the end. Ryan Blaney jumps to the bottom on the Daniel Suarez machine in turn one.
Down to 46 laps to go here in the stage, and that gives us a golden opportunity now to take a look at the leaderboard brought to you by Blue Green Vacations. Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create a lifetime of memories at our collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR experiences. Start your vacation journey today at bluegreenvacations.com.
This look at the leaderboard comes on lap 136. Joey Logano out front. Bubba Wallace is second. Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, and Chase Elliott make up the remainder of the top five. Alex Bowman, sixth. William Byron, seventh. Chase Briscoe is eighth. Ross Chastain, ninth, and Josh Berry is 10th.
Running in position number 11 is Martin Truex Jr. 12th is Tyler Reddick. 13th is Kyle Busch. Ryan Priscoe's 14th. Austin Cindric is 15th, and Carson Hocevar is 16th. Ty Gibbs goes 17th. 18th is Todd Gilliland. 19th is Eric Jones, and Ryan Blaney is 20th.
21st, Daniel Suarez. 22nd, Chris Buescher. Zane Smith, 23rd. Ricky Stenhouse is right now running 24th. Brad Keselowski, 25th. Noah Gregson, 26th. Daniel Hemric, 27th. 28th, Michael McDowell. 29th is John Hunter Nemechek, and Kaz Grala is 30th.
31st is Josh Williams. 32nd is Harrison Burton. 33rd is Austin Dillon. 34th, two laps down, is Justin Haley. 35th, three laps down, is Christopher Bell. And 36th, three laps down, is Corey LaJoie. 37th, four laps down, that's David Starr.
So that's a look at the leaderboard. Lap 138 now with 26 cars on the lead lap. We have 40 laps to go in stage number two. This thing's clicking off in a hurry. Joey Logano, a two-tire stop. The postman called that a while back, that two-tire stop. You don't suppose there's a crew chief or two that made a note of that, do you?
I think one of those crew chiefs that made a note of that is standing to our left up here in the broadcast booth, mm-hmm. in the form of Todd Gordon. Todd, now that we've put some laps on, we went back under the green flag on lap 118. How are you liking the way this car is hanging on to the race lead and maintaining here at the front of the field?
Yeah, I think he's done a great job. I think Paul aggressive call there, but he had data. I mean, if you looked at it last year, the 10 car of Eric Almirola did this and took the lead. It took Blaney a long time to run him back down. So I think there's data to back this up, and it shows up here today.
Steve Post, you called that pit stop, just two tires for Joey Logano.
Yeah, I did, and one of the conversations I had this morning was Cliff Daniels, crew chief for Kyle Larson. Last year in this race, with about 65 laps to go, it was a two-tire stop that put Larson. It did not put him out first, but it put him out first on tires. He was able to get by some cars and win the race, and I asked Cliff about that, and he described why he did it, and he said, and oh, by the way, that is in the notebook for a possibility here today. So two tires, not a shocker in talking to some of these crew chiefs, and Paul Wolf, the first one in that first stage break that pulled the trigger on the two-tire call.
While Logano leads it, Jeff, you made mention a little earlier in the broadcast, Bubba Wallace has been right there, and he's been second all day long. Bubba has not let the leader get away, whether it was Kyle Larson in the opening 86 laps or these last 58 laps being Joey Logano. Bubba Wallace has been right there, four, maybe five car lengths at max behind the race leader.
And what does this tell you about that organization? Because when you look at the body of work regarding Bubba Wallace, it's not great here. He has a pair of top 10 finishes in 12 prior starts. You'd think, okay, he's going to come in here, and, you know, if you can come out of here with a top 10 finish, you're going to leave Martinsville and be happy. I don't think they're going to settle for that. Bubba has been rock solid yesterday in practice, qualified well, and right now he is running well, Todd.
And we heard him in his interview pre-race down there with I think it was Kim Coon, but talked about getting out of his comfort zone, going after what makes speed in the cars and learning that. It definitely looks like that work is working forward here for him.
You know, we hear drivers talk from time to time. We were talking with one of the Xfinity Series drivers. The name escapes me at the moment. The comment was made, all of a sudden it clicked, and I figured it out. And I'm not going to tell you what clicked, you know, because he wasn't going to share it. But this is one of those tracks. AJ Allmendinger runs well here. Something clicked. He figured it out. Once you figure it out, you can run and do what Bubba's doing right now.
That was Brandon Jones that said that in our pre-race coverage yesterday. And he said it was something very simple that he just never thought of. And he figured it out. And once he did that, that was his secret. And he wasn't going to let us know what the secret was because he knows the teams listen to our broadcast. But it's that way here at the Martinsville Speedway. You think about the rhythm that it takes here, especially driving this next-gen race car. Hard on the gas down the straightaways with your right foot. Roll out of it, tap the brakes with your left foot, and oh, by the way, take your right hand off the steering wheel, upshift going down the straightaways, downshift. There's a lot going on in the cockpit of these race cars, lap after lap after lap. Speaking of laps, we got 30 to go now in stage number two, and Joey Logano is still the race leader.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me! My car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. And that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
Back here at the Martinsville Speedway, the front four on the leaderboard, Joey Logano, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Kyle Larson, well, they've gotten themselves right back together on the racetrack as well as they begin to close in on the tail end of the field one more time. When we come back, we'll pick that action up from Martinsville Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We've got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars. And trucks, use SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built. Built. On service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to a sun-drenched Martinsville Speedway. Front four, nose to tail on the backstretch.
Down the backstretch, dealing with black traffic underneath the David Starr machine. Here comes Kyle Larson. He opens the door to the inside of Denny Hamlin. That's the battle for fourth.
All right, so the top five now, soon to be the top six, running right together. The top six are Joey Logano, then you've got Bubba Wallace, then you've got Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, and Alex Bowman. Logano has been riding patiently behind a driver that is two laps down in Austin Dillon. Now, at the moment, Dave, Austin Dillon's not a factor because Joey Logano just can't run him down.
Now, on those older left-side tires, he's going to have to be very methodical here. Last time that Austin Dillon went a lap down, it was not easy. He fought for every inch of it before finally giving way.
Here's now a challenge for the number three position. Larson looked to the inside of Hamlin. Could not get it done. They stay all single file for the moment. So let's check and see who's having a good race at this point in the event. Presented by Craftsman. Tackle all your projects from outdoor care to home and auto repair. Do it with Craftsman. Visit craftsman.com. Todd, what say you?
Well, I got to look at, best running position, that's got to be Bubba Wallace. Really, somebody I didn't think that was going to be solidly a second-place car and really challenging for the lead, although he's got a challenge from his team owner right now with Denny Hamlin, but that's the car I would pick.
Denny Hamlin right now all over the back of Bubba Wallace. Again, Bubba has been second all day long. He may not be there for very long. He slides up the racetrack. Denny Hamlin down to the inside. This is the battle for second going on right behind Joey Logano.
Hamlin down low. We'll look to slide through at the exit of turn number two. Bubba Wallace hangs with him right there on the outside lane. There's room behind Hamlin if Bubba wants to duck in, but he's going to continue the fight, at least for now.
There is that car length between the Hamlin back bumper and the next car in line in Kyle Larson. It looks like Denny Hamlin will, in fact, clear the Bubba Wallace car, who still opts to ride the outside.
Bubba goes to the outside lane, then crosses over to the bottom, trying to regain that second spot from Denny Hamlin. Didn't work as they hit turn three.
16 to go. Now Denny goes up the racetrack. Bubba gets a look, but he is not going to challenge, at least not on this lap. 16 laps to go in stage number two. Everybody chasing Joey Logano as he makes his way down the back straightaway. Then comes Denny, then comes Bubba, Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, Alex Bowman, William Byron, Chase Briscoe, Chastain, and Josh Berry. That they are all running at the moment, Alex Hayden, bumper to bumper.
Yeah, they are, but something's happening in turns one and two that we haven't seen all day. Todd, it looks like a number of the drivers on their own are starting to go up the racetrack.
Yes. Yeah, we're starting to see this rubber actually start to build and clump. You can see it. They cleaned it up when they went under caution at the end of stage one, but we're getting enough rubber down here. We've run enough laps. We're seeing a second groove that's actually
battle for the lead now, making its way off turn number two. Joey Logano and Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin is reeled him in, and Hamlin was one of the first to venture up about a half a groove. Now he's going to go a full groove to the outside and try and do it the hard way on Logano.
Logano puts the hammer down and maintains the race lead, but Denny Hamlin got a good run down the front straightaway. Hamlin and Logano both go to the outside lane.
That higher exit gives Denny Hamlin more momentum coming off the corner to the straightaway. It hasn't been enough to get alongside yet, but he'll look to the high groove again in three.
Bumper to bumper, Hamlin to the outside, all the way back to the top 10 now here at Martinsville. Logano's got the lead on lap 168. Question is, will he have the lead when he comes back around?
Denny Hamlin moves him up the racetrack at the entrance to turn number one, and they're going to go side by side for the lead. Hamlin on the inside, Logano on the outside. It's still Joey by a bumper.
Off turn number four, as they exit and come to the start finish line, a virtual dead heat at the line. They're going to say Logano led that lap by 1/1000th of a second.
There's lap traffic in the neighborhood. The Austin Dillon machine still about three car lengths ahead. Hamlin trying to finish off Logano, but now Joey's getting a handful of that outside lane.
Yeah, he just will not go away. Talking about Joey Logano, he can tuck in line and ride comfortably in second, but that's not what Joey's about. Now Denny goes up the racetrack. Joey and Bubba right behind.
It's very interesting. I'd be thrilled to know if Denny Hamlin's moving up the track by necessity or by choice. This time around, through three and four, he's right on the bottom. So I think Denny's fishing, trying to find something that works a little better.
off turn number four. The front 12 cars in the running order are all right now, nose to tail virtually, and as everybody spills off turn two.
Hamlin has gotten away very quickly from Joey Logano. He's put himself about four car lengths ahead of Joey, who's got a rearview mirror full of Bubba Wallace. Kyle Larson goes to the outside as Chase Elliott looks low.
Boy, this is a 12-car roller coaster ride right now. In the front car, Denny Hamlin, he's beginning to stretch out his advantage over Joey Logano.
That outside lane beginning to come into play as more and more drivers, maybe not a full groove off the bottom, but at least a half right now. Here comes Bubba Wallace. He's got the bottom on Logano.
Trying to look to the inside. Logano dances with a race car. Remember, Joey Logano on older left side tires than the rest of the field.
He's held on as long as he could, but he's fallen back now into the jaws of wolves to Bubba Wallace to the inside of the racetrack to battle for second. He's got Larson, Elliott, and Moore in tow.
Well, just trying to hang on now for six laps. That's all that remain in the stage. We follow and track Joey Logano. He had second. He's going to lose it right now.
Wallace is through for the number two spot. The battle now will be for the third position. Logano able to wedge his way back to the bottom. Now Larson will go to the high side.
And Chase Elliott tried to dive down to the bottom of Logano, had thoughts of three wide. Joey put the block on that maneuver and has to race Kyle Larson now.
Here comes Larson, free wheeling it around the outside lane, and he's going to make that pass look easy. He powers around Joey Logano, move Kyle Larson to P3.
Boy, Joey Logano cannot wait for that green and white checkered flag. This car now used up as a race leader a few moments ago. Right now, he's just trying to hang inside the top five.
It's like being hit by a swarm of bees right now. They're after Joey Logano down low. They're after Joey Logano up high. Next man in line will slide through on the inside. That's Chase Elliott.
We're down to three laps to go here in stage number two. Hamlin, the race leader, comfortably by about eight car lengths over Bubba Wallace. Larson is third. Elliott is fourth, fifth, this side by side.
The action continues to be in the neighborhood of Joey Logano. This time Logano's been forced to the high lane again. It's Alex Bowman snuggling up down low, trying to take that spot away with Chase Briscoe in the review. They bump in four.
Two to go in stage number two. We now follow Alex Bowman. Behind him, Briscoe. Behind him, Byron and Ross Chastain. Joey Logano continues to be pinned on the outside.
Logano just hanging on for dear life right now, trying to salvage every stage point he can. In a turn three, again they rub side by side. Bowman gets sideways.
Off turn four, here they come again. They're going to straighten them out. We begin the final lap of stage number two. The race leader is Denny Hamlin.
Joey Logano drives it deep into turn number one, trying to get the advantage over Bowman. He comes off turn two, may have room to slide down. No, Bowman puts his foot back in the door.
And further up now, coming off turn number four, the green and white checkered flag is in the air, and Denny Hamlin will win stage number two, his second stage win of the season, a five-time winner here at the Martinsville Speedway. Stage two done. Denny Hamlin sees the green and white checkered flag, and now the caution flag is out on lap 180. Denny Hamlin with the stage two win over Bubba Wallace, Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, and Joey Logano. That's your top five. Logano able to hold on to fifth in front of Alex Bowman, who was sixth, Chase Briscoe, William Byron, Ross Chastain ninth, and Josh Berry to wrap up stage two was 10th.
And that look at the top 10 and who scored points in this stage was presented by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create the vacation that fits your lifestyle, sharing a lifetime of memories at a collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and popular destinations across the U.S. Blue Green owners also enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR packages that deliver the thrill only NASCAR can provide. Start your vacation journey today at BlueGreenVacations.com.
This March, Wendy's has some amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave's single, order the app. Dave's single,
get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's, official hamburger or March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Expecting pit lane to open up perhaps as soon as this time by. Indeed it will. Green light is on at the entrance to pit road, so we expect pit stops in wholesale fashion here. As the field is now behind the pace car with Denny Hamlin, the race leader, Bubba Wallace second, Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, Joey Logano, the rest of the top five. We start our coverage with Kim Kuhn.
Yeah, and listening to the radio of Chase Briscoe, some debate between he and his crew chief Richard Boswell on whether they should take two or four. Sounds like ultimately they decided on four. Better on the long run for that Ford Mustang dark horse. Chase just needs more forward drive. The crews to the right side of the car. They'll put right side tires on. They'll go to the left. Four fresh Goodyear tires, Sunoco fuel, Daniel Sorensen, Ross Chastain. He just cannot keep the tires under it, sliding the rears. He said four fresh Goodyear tires, Ryan Blaney, Tyler Reddick, and more cars headed your way. Steve Post.
Yeah, Joey Logano is in. It's going to be four tires, Sunoco racing fuel this time. Denny Hamlin would like a little bit more stability tight on the exit. He's the first car down and away, though. Hamlin goes out first. Chase Elliott goes out second. Bubba Wallace third. Kyle Larson is fourth. So we'll check on the Denny Hamlin stop. Really good quick pit stop for Denny Hamlin. He is down and away, the first car out. Again, Elliott goes out in the second spot.
So pit stops wrapping up here. It was Denny Hamlin, the first off of pit road, followed by Chase Elliott. His team gained two spots. Bubba Wallace is now third off the pit lane. Kyle Larson fourth. And Alex Bowman is now into the fifth position.
And that trip to pit road was presented by Wendy's. Check the Wendy's app for crazy burger deals. Limited time offer at participating U.S. Wendy's. Redeem in the Wendy's app. Account registration is required. See offer in the Wendy's app for details.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco racing fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
He's not here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
12 laps away from halfway, Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Kyle Larson, Alex Bowman, top five under caution. We'll be back under green here shortly from Martinsville Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We're going to see some wave around cars coming up here in just a moment. Lap leaders at this particular point, now 10 away from halfway, Alex Kyle Larson, 86 laps at the front of the field. Then you've got Joey Logano with 83. And now, most recently, Denny Hamlin at the front of the field, and he's led 20, and that's where he is right now.
And nobody has really been able to drive away from the entire field. It's been relatively close the entire going throughout the first part of this race. Now, two complete stages in, we close in on the halfway point in the Cookout 400, just 11 laps shy of the halfway point.
Here's the top 10 right now. Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Kyle Larson. Those Hendrick Chevrolets running inside and solidly inside the top 10. Alex Bowman right now running fifth. Chase Briscoe, Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, William Byron is ninth, and Ross Chastain is 10th. A little bit further down the leaderboard, we see Martin Truex Jr. has not flexed his muscles yet this afternoon. Truex right now 11th. Tyler Reddick is 12th. Kyle Busch right now running 13th. He did collide with Ty Gibbs on pit road. Gibbs, 14th. Austin Cindric, 15th. Carson Hocevar, 16th. 17th to Ryan Preece. Teammate Josh Berry, who had been inside the top seven, right now is 18th. Eric Jones, 19th. Todd Gilliland right now is 20th, as we have a grand total of 29 cars on the lead lap. Martinsville, Virginia, the Martinsville Speedway. It doesn't get Alex Hayden any better than this.
No, it does not. As we run the Cookout 400, we wait to get the one-to-go signal in the choose, which should happen just any moment. As a matter of fact, we should get it next time by, as the wave-around cars right now will all go flying around the pace car, driven by Jesse Delavote, and he'll let them go by. Denny Hamlin will now move up under the back bumper of that blue and white Chevrolet Camaro pace car. So we expect the drivers to choose which lane they want to restart in this time by.
You know, we always have the privilege, Alex, of being surrounded by really good people, like a championship-winning crew chief and Todd Gordon, NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace, who is not here with us this weekend. And now another NASCAR Hall of Famer steps in between us.
Yeah, we do. Bobby Labonte has just joined us here in the broadcast. We'll talk to him here in just a moment once we get back under the green flag. Bobby, of course, with Cookout and our great friends there. We're going to talk more about it and learn more about Cookout. And they got a lot of expanding. And we need to talk about milkshakes, too. That's something that's on my radar.
Have you got one for me?
I don't have one for you, but I'm going to hit the Cookout on the way out of here and get me a chocolate chip.
We'll do it together, that's for sure, as we get ready to go back under the green flag here. We'll do it on lap 193, getting ready for a Geico restart presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? We'll make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all the insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
Field side by side as the pace car makes its way to pit road up off of turn number four, waiting to get to the Geico restart zone. Race leader Hamlin waits till very late in the zone, and the green flag goes back in the air, and we're racing again at Martinsville. Good start for Hamlin, but a pretty good start from the outside lane in Chase Elliott.
Elliott is right there with him. They are stride for stride down the back straightaway. Chase now by a bumper. Chase now by a door. Chase almost has him cleared. in turn three.
Boy, doing it the hard way. Chase Elliott around the outside, and Chase Elliott will go to the lead on Denny Hamlin. And Dave, he did it the hard way.
Martinsville grandstand's pretty happy about it too, Jeff. Chase Elliott around that outside lane. He goes to the lead, immediately pulls away by a car length. Hamlin rides in second. Wallace is third. Kyle Larson fourth, side by side for fifth.
With Alex Bowman to the inside of Joey Logano off turn number four. They're wheel to wheel. Behind them, side by side between Chase Briscoe and William Byron.
Here they come off turn number two, two by two, with Ryan Blaney fresh off that two-tire pit stop. His first whiff of the top ten all day. He's got the bottom of the racetrack trying to make his way underneath William Byron.
Yeah, from fifth on back, they are side by side all the way back through the field. The first battle at the front is Joey Logano to the outside, a Chevrolet of Alex Bowman to the inside.
Joey hanging tough in that outside lane. The top is a good deal better than it was in the early going. You can hang on, and as we saw a moment ago with Chase Elliott, even make a pass for the lead in that high groove.
Not only has Elliott taken the lead, he's gapped Denny Hamlin now by four car lengths. He's beginning to try to get away as Bubba Wallace pesters the back bumper of Hamlin.
Yeah, I think pestering's a pretty good word for it. He hasn't made a move yet to the inside or the outside, but he's right there keeping the full attention of Denny Hamlin.
And Dave, how about the rally back up the leaderboard for Ryan Blaney? He's got a good battle going on right now, and this is inside the top 10. Blaney, if you remember, back around the 25th position, but as this race goes on, Blaney up the leaderboard.
Yeah, they were just awful in the early going. First pit stop, they changed everything but the number and the driver, but this last time on pit road, they played the strategy card, took right side tires only, gained a bunch of spots in terms of track position, and we'll see what he can do now to try and capitalize on that gain.
Absolutely right about that as they begin to separate themselves in the top 10 just a bit. Still quite the mess from about 15th on back where Ty Gibbs and Todd Gilliland and that group are right now.
It is the Cookout 400 here at the Martinsville Speedway, and we are halfway home. 200 down, 200 remain. It is Chase Elliott leading right now over Denny Hamlin and Bubba Wallace. They go 2-3. Fourth is Kyle Larson, and fifth is his teammate Alex Bowman. Right now riding sixth, Joey Logano. He does so in front of another Ford, and that is Chase Briscoe. Then comes William Byron, Ryan Blaney, and Tyler Reddick. So that is your top 10. Now 201 down, Alex Hayden, with 199 remaining.
Here in the Cookout 400, we mentioned NASCAR Hall of Famer Bobby Labonte is up here. He's been listening here since we went back under the green flag. Bobby, welcome back to Martinsville Speedway. Great to see you out here.
Yeah, thank you. It's glad to be here, and what a beautiful
trouble
day. And
getting able to watch some Christopher great races. Bell gets turned around at the exit of four. May have been some contact toward the back of the pack, but that one just kind of came around by itself for C. Bell.
Caution flag number four comes out on the racetrack, and that will be for Christopher Bell. It has been a long day for Bell. Under caution, Chase Elliott leads on lap 203.
Yeah, two laps down is Christopher Bell already. It may get a little bit worse. But, Bobby, not exactly what you wanted to see with Christopher Bell. I know with your affiliation back at Joe Gibbs Racing either.
Yeah, I guess if I was paying attention, I'd have called that, but I wouldn't. So, yeah. Well, at least he got, I guess it maybe saved him a lap, maybe. So, but, yeah, great. Like I said, it's a great day and a beautiful day out here. Chamber of Commerce weather and great crowd.
With Cookout and the Cookout 400, why is it important for Cookout to be involved with NASCAR racing?
Yeah, you know, Cookout is a family brand. You know, it's a family-based company. They own over 340 stores. They're, you know, just a... They love racing. It started by their grandfather and Max and Rue. The youngest ones here are, quarter midget racers. So they love racing. And that's what's so great about this is they do so much for NASCAR racing, for youth racing especially. And I can't think of a better place than Martinsville when you think about the families and about NASCAR families and Cookout all the same. It's a great combination.
It really is, because obviously NASCAR racing is all about family as the pit lane is open this time. Looks like all the leaders are going to stay out on the racetrack. As we continue to watch this race unfold and the families that are involved not only in Cookout but with the NASCAR world, it's about expanding. When we leave here, it's off to Texas Motor Speedway next week. Well, similar theory, I guess, with Cookout. You got to expand. What's new on the horizon with Cookout?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with, like I said, over 340 stores, they keep growing, and they're fixing to have their first store in Tallahassee, and they did a survey on social media, and everybody picked Tallahassee as the next place. So first time going to Florida, and that's I know that's exciting for them. And again, it's just, you know, I think back, and I look back, and if you research it and look at it, I mean, obviously, not just great food, but family atmosphere. They do a lot in, like I said, racing itself, and for expansion, you know, that's going in the right direction as well.
Absolutely right. What about expanding the footprint in the world of NASCAR racing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously Cookout sponsoring this race. They've got two other races at the end of the year. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great things happening. And, you know, with the involvement, it just keeps getting stronger and stronger. And in the Southeast here especially, it's a household name.
Yeah, I think when we all leave Martinsville Speedway, we go to the closest Cookout and get milkshakes. We've got to find out from Rue what your go-to. What's your favorite milkshake, Rue? M&M milkshake, says Rue. I can't argue with that. What's your go-to?
Well, there's 40 great ones, but I'd say M&M's is the right answer. I like that one.
Can we try them all, Alex?
We can. If you look at us, and good thing we're on radio, that we have tried most all of them out there. So, Bobby, thank you. Thanks to everybody at Cookout for being a part of this. Another great day of racing here at the Martinsville Speedway, and it is family with Cookout, family with the NASCAR world, and we can't thank you and Cookout and everybody enough.
Thank them for having me up here, and it's a great day, and look forward to seeing the end of this race and see who wins. It's going to be a great one, so looking forward to it, and we'll get our milkshakes later.
Before I let you go, where can we see you in the Cookout Modified?
Next weekend at Hickory Motor Speedway, actually on Saturday night, so that'll be the next race.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Bobby. Bobby Labonte, NASCAR Hall of Famer and Cookout Ambassador, as we run the Cookout 400.
Yeah, good to see you, Bobby. Under caution flag right now, lap 207. Pit Road opened up. Just a couple of people came on to Pit Road. We'll update you on those drivers when we come back.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane.
Oh, it's you! Stephanie!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Green flag's going to come back out on lap 209. Choose in play. Elliott to the inside as Denny Hamlin electing to start outside of the race leader. Chase Elliott, a winner here. Alex Hayden, as you know, back in 2020, he dominated that event. He's going to try to do the same thing over the second half of this event. Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, ready to go.
And not a surprise, Chase Elliott's leading at Martinsville. 20% of his career laps led in the Cup Series have come at this particular racetrack. Well over 1,000 laps led. As the green goes back in the air, he is going to get away like a jackrabbit to the top of the leaderboard.
Fantastic restart by Chase Elliott. Gets him away easily with the lead. That'll leave the battle for second. Denny Hamlin around the outside of Bubba Wallace. He'll slide along in line second. Wallace third. Larson to the outside of Bowman for fourth.
Not much of a battle there because Bubba just led. Let Denny slide across the nose. The battle is hot and heavy behind Bubba Wallace. You've got Kyle Larson, Alex Bowman, and Joey Logano right there.
I think Alex Bowman just did for Kyle Larson what Bubba Wallace did for Denny Hamlin. Cut him a little break. Let him slide in on the bottom. Bumper tag on the entrance of turn number three. Joey Logano getting jacked up by Chase Briscoe.
Briscoe got in there hot. Had to stand on the brakes. Couldn't get her woed down soon enough. And that's going to enable William Byron to go to the outside.
Byron to the high line on the Joey Logano machine. That's a side-by-side battle for position number six. Joey on the inside. Willie B on the outside.
And they are stacked up from there on back. William on the outside, Logano on the inside. Behind them, Chase Briscoe, Todd Gilliland, Ryan Blaney, and Tyler Reddick.
And again, the high lane pays off as William Byron rides the top groove around the outside of Joey Logano. Move Byron to sixth, Logano to seventh. Gilliland now under the gun from Briscoe.
Further back, Eric Jones gets walloped in the back bumper by Ross Chastain, moves him up the track. That'll enable Ryan Preece to go underneath Eric Jones.
Preece slides through, Eric Jones on the bottom, right in front of the Austin Cindric machine, a little closer to the front. The battle is on in the top 10. Chase Briscoe on the inside, Ryan Blaney topside.
Well, those are two drivers that have good cars at this particular point in the race. 2:14 down, 1:86 remain. It is Chase Elliott leading here at the Martinsville Speedway and from Martinsville Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durant.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
2:18 down, 1:82 remain. Chase Elliott, Hamlin, Wallace, and Larson top four. Then it gets busy from there, that point on back. Alex Bowman in front of William Byron. That is 5-6. Joey Logano racing with Todd Gilliland. Again, we talk about Todd running in the top 10. We'll talk more about Todd here coming up shortly. Chase Briscoe and Tyler Reddick make up the remainder of the top 10. 1:81 to go. Why don't we take a quick look at the keys to going to victory lane, presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. Protection on the road and on the water. See how much you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. The keys to going to victory lane at Martinsville, presented by Progressive Insurance.
From three different drivers who have all won here at Martinsville in different styles of race cars, starting with Josh Berry, won in the Xfinity Series here. He said you got to have patience. You got to keep your temper in check, and you got to be patient with the tires here, knowing that they can wear, and then when the rubber builds up, you got to be able to move around without scrubbing the tires and messing them too much up there. The second key coming from Todd Gilliland, who won in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series here. You got to have good, clean pit stops and a full team effort to have success here at the Martinsville Speedway. And key number three comes from Corey LaJoie, won a NASCAR Wheeling Modified Tour race here. Don't give away all you've worked to build throughout the race, meaning you've gained track position on restarts, you've gained positions on the pit lane. Don't give it all away once you get past the halfway point.
Todd Gilliland does not have a top 15 finish this year. However, Alex Hayden, we have talked about Todd Gilliland running in the top 10 in virtually every race we have covered. Speed, but just nothing to show for it.
You're right about that. Led to quite a few laps last week at the Richmond Raceway. He's a short track ace in his own right. Grew up on the short tracks running late models around the Southeast and around the country. And that team at Front Row Motorsports, Todd Gordon, you can't say enough good things about them. You're almost running out of superlatives on what they've been able to do with these race cars.
Yeah, they've done a great job. And you look at it, they've led laps in a lot of races to start the season. They were really good at Daytona, really good at Atlanta. This is a program that's on its way upward. We talked a little bit about it. Both he and Michael McDowell have done well, but Todd, He has figured this place out. Another one of those guys that once you kind of know what you're looking for, you can go find it. He's had top 10 finishes. I believe he finished in the top 10 last fall here.
Yeah, tip of the cap to Front Row Motorsports, to Michael McDowell, and right now to Todd Gilliland, who is running solid in eighth and right behind Joey Logano. Dave Moody, question for you. Where in the world is Chase Elliott going?
Well, he has pulled away by a dramatic fashion. He could probably swing out, go through the drive-through lane and get that chocolate chip milkshake at Cookout, come back in and still be in the top five. He's got as big a lead as anyone here has had this afternoon.
He really does, and that lead is 2.2 seconds on the stopwatch. As far as what you translate that to car links, maybe 25, perhaps 30 over second place Denny Hamlin, third place Bubba Wallace, fourth place Kyle Larson, fifth place Alex Bowman. You know, you continue to watch Todd Gilliland. He stays on the back bumper of Joey Logano. He's not going anywhere. He's legit a top 10 car right now.
Yeah, he certainly is. Right now he is running position number 8 behind Logano in front of Briscoe. For more on Todd, here's the postman.
Yeah, and remember the end of stage number 1, he came off pit road with the chassis wrench in the car. He had taken 2 tires at that point. They tried to do some gamble on some pit strategy. They left the chassis wrench in the car, so they came down, put the other 2 tires on, served the penalty, went to the back of the pack, and he is good old-fashioned, old-school, raced his way forward. So that is very impressive for Todd Gordon in this run, or Todd Gilliland in this run, really doing a nice job. Working his way forward here, now running solidly inside the top 10.
Is indeed. Here's a challenge for position for the number 5 spot between 2 Hendrick Camaros.
They come off turn number 2, and those spots are going to change. Getting the move down to the inside lane was William Byron. He powers underneath Alex Bowman and will immediately begin to pull away.
What a day it is for the Hendrick Chevrolets under the direction of Rick Hendrick. If you were with us during our NASCAR Live Race Day program, you heard the bagman say that Rick is not here, but they have representation here, do they not? Take a look, my friend, outside of turn number 2 on that deck out there where they are celebrating 40 years, Alex.
Yeah, they do. They got over 1,500 folks out there. They're not only employees, but former employees, their families. They've even bussed them up here, taking care of their employees to get them up here to celebrate. It's been great to see Jeff Bodine out here at the racetrack all weekend long, because without Jeff Bodine getting the win here at Martinsville Speedway way back in 1984, there may not have been a Hendrick Motorsports, because they were running out of money and about to close the doors on the race team. So great to have everybody from Hendrick Motorsports here celebrating their 40th.
And since that time, 304 trips to Victory Lane. That is more than any other, by far, organization. That first win came back in 1984 for Rick Hendrick, and it happened right here at the Martinsville Speedway. As you know, it was Jeff Bodine behind the wheel. Win number 100 came with Jeff Gordon behind the wheel. That was June of 2001, and they didn't stop winning then.
No, win 200 was Jimmy Johnson at Darlington. The big one that broke the record with Petty Enterprises for the most wins by a team all time was win 269. Kyle Larson got that one done at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Win number 300 was William Byron back in September of last year at Texas. Win 300 there. And when you look at the numbers for Hendrick Motorsports as an organization in the Cup Series, it's staggering to see what they've been able to accomplish.
Celebrating 40 years, and along that journey, 14 Cup Series championships. They lead all time, and when you think about the NASCAR Hall of Fame, they're well represented.
Yeah, they are. 13 of the 61 NASCAR Hall of Fame members are affiliated with Hendrick Motorsports. It truly is amazing. Hendrick Motorsports leads all Cup Series teams all time with the most pole positions, the most Cup wins, the most second place finishes, the most top 5 finishes, the most top 10 finishes, and the most laps led. Can you believe that Hendrick Motorsports has led over 90,000 laps in NASCAR Cup Series competition.
What a career, what a legacy they are building. It continues here today at the Martinsville Speedway. Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolets are running in position 1, 4, 5, and 6. That's Chase Elliott, who leads William Byron. Oh, by the way, Daytona 500 winning William Byron. He's 5th. Alex Bowman is 6th. Kyle Larson is running 4th. Kyle Larson led 86 laps earlier today.
Yeah, and earlier this morning, Kim Kuhn, I know you had a chance to go and visit with not only Jeff Gordon, but Jeff Bodine. They have a lot of cool stories, and they're having a big time here at Martinsville this weekend.
Absolutely, and they talked about their time with Hendrick Motorsports. Obviously, Jeff Gordon's still over there. He's the vice chairman. And the coolest thing about some of the stories they told is you would think they were still in the race car. Their memories were so sharp and so fresh. One thing I like that Jeff Gordon said, I asked him, is it more nerve-wracking being a driver or in the position you're in now where you're kind of responsible for competition? And he said, you would think the answer is a driver, but he said there's a lot of pressure in his position now. The biggest thing is you don't have control over the race car as vice chairman. So he's kind of had to let loose a little bit, give himself some grace because he doesn't have the control that he did behind the wheel. He has to just put his drivers out there and let them do their thing. Right now, they are doing their thing. The best running of the field right now, Chase Elliott at the point.
He is indeed. Chase Elliott trying to get back to victory lane in the NASCAR Cup Series. It's been 41 races. His last win came at Talladega in October of 2022.
Cookout in Martinsville. Fast service and fast cars. Awesome food at max speed. Cookout is where the hamburgers are char-grilled, always fresh, never frozen. Best way to fill up is with a Cookout tray that includes an ice-cold fountain drink. And Cookout has over 40 fresh shake flavor options. Yummy. So fans, don't forget to race through the Cookout drive-thru for a Cookout tray today. They're open late.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added nice?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing?